Go to Mike'sHealthyChoices.com and look for organic vitamins.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, Don Salazar has an important article up, but I can tell you that it's on record they do this, where they have the nurses threaten you and say it's the law or threaten to take your kids, stuff like that, when there is no law. Ahead of them actually trying to pass these laws. Lawsuit. Nursing student claims college instructed them to threaten patients into receiving vaccines. A cop threatens dog owner with $750,000 fine over missing dog posters. Can't make that up. Video, are you crazy like Alex Jones? And the big story, chemically castrate men who harass women, says feminists. And they go on to say that we should be publicly executed. So just saying, in fact, the Army's now basically telling guys how to not catcall women, that it's basically rape. That's what women do to men. And I mean, back when I was like 18, 20, 22 years old, I'd have women pull up beside me in my car and say, where are you going, good looking? Well, I mean, what am I doing? Like, call the police on them? I was like, well, yeah, let's pull over right over here and let's talk about it. Let's go out to dinner tonight. I mean, that's what mammals do. You know, like a female deer likes a male deer, and they kind of circle around, smell each other a little bit. I mean, we do a little bit more sophisticated courtship. They're making normal human activity rape. And then projecting on it, horrible video I saw of out in Florida, and you know, a spring break, and the woman's passed out, and the men rape her. I mean, stuff like that's disgusting. But that's the whole party culture. That's not normal men and women's interaction. Matthew in South Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right, brother. What do you think about Hair Hillary?
Hail Hillary, you will worship the mother goddess and suckle at the tit of socialism. You will.
It's not even socialism. Suckle at the fetid mammary of the disease, New World Order, Globotron, human extermination program, vandalism for Satan's simple pleasure.
Smitty has inspired me.
You gotta get that dude
to do like a debate with like Biggs or somebody, like one on like
you're. What about Lord Smitty to you, you trailer trash?
Yes, worship Lord Smitty. Actually, I'm calling you because I'm in South Carolina, and Trey Gowdy's my representative. I've talked about this before with you. And honestly, I think maybe the only thing that's probably going to railroad Hillary's run is maybe going to be the Benghazi investigation that Gowdy is still, you know, going after.
But, I mean, she's really in trouble because of the Brian Williams thing, because she told the exact same type of lies. About, you know, Bosnia and being shot down or, you know, bullets flying around. I mean, she really is rotten. And they want a better puppet. So even the power structure doesn't kind of want her because they just know that the left doesn't even like her. But I'm telling you, they may try to force feed her to us, and it's disgusting. Matthew, I'm going to jump and get one more if I can. Mary in Illinois, thanks for holding. Sorry to the others. Mary, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. It's really awesome to talk to you.
Awesome to talk to you.
Thank you very much. I have like a paragraph that I wrote down that speaks to the like imposed isolation of technology and everything. Okay.
Now it dehumanizes us. Sure, go ahead.
Okay. I believe in a free market libertarianism and localized agriculture, but I definitely recognize a palpable political, economic, environmental, bioengineered strangulation that I realize is imposed upon the citizenry, and yep. I know all the listeners do, and everything, or else they wouldn't continue to listen to your brave and truthful everything. Okay. In our current technological, technocratic, illusory world, the mantra that silence is safety is pressure cooked into our minds and behaviors, resulting in numbness, inaction, and obsolescence. Therefore, the war on information is more important than ever. We who are sentient, awake humans must spread awareness to the spellbound populace and dethrone the banksters and take back human nature and the earth as soon as possible in the name of peace and prosperity. So I beseech you, Mr. Jones, to please use your knowledge, bravery, and truth for good and lead or organize petitions or peaceful protests to catalyze the dethroning of Excellent.
It's a great idea and beautiful words, sweetheart. I mean, silence is death is what I think you're saying.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. I was driving into work this morning and just thinking about how huge a crisis we face with the criminal elite of the planet synthesizing and developing different criminal systems of fraud and manipulation. But at the same time, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction in Newtonian physics. And we know that in this third dimension, that law is sound and true. And so it is the epic challenge of the globalist assault on their fellow man that will separate the boys from the men, the women from the girls, the pro-humans from the anti-humans, the parasites from the lovers, the builders. It is an incredible time to be alive. And the sophisticated attacks we face are legion. But number one, it is the prosperity of civilization and the Renaissance is the sea we swim in. And it is that unparalleled prosperity, even with 100 million plus people not working in this country and similar numbers around the world, that allows the great evil to grow. So it's a paradox. Many historians pointed out the cycle of you go into great tyranny, great oppression, There is sometimes hundreds of years, if not thousands, of dark ages and pain. Then, as things get worse and worse, a cadre of heroes emerge out of that incredible pressure. Some diamonds are created. That gives rise to a new civilization based on liberty and renaissance and individual honor and strength and voting with your actions. And then you develop renaissance. You develop great times of human enlightenment and acceleration of understanding and technological discoveries, compounding on discovery, milk and honey flowing through the streets. But within that ether of the milk and honey grows the disease of decadence, of slovenliness, and within the complexity of freedom and the complexity of its true diversity, within the giant structure of endless amazement, people become decadent, they become sodded, they become foppish, they become dandies, they become focused on petty things, and that's just the general public. Then the parasites hide in the complexity and begin to turn things around and wage war at a spiritual, instinctive level. The tyrants should love the producers. The parasites should love the dreamers and love the builders, because that gives them a bigger coral reef ecosystem to live in. But no. They instinctively, spiritually have enmity and hatred for the builders, the constructors, because they're jealous of it and envious and know that you're much more powerful than them. At a spiritual level, you're just blinding light to them. Beautiful and huge and magnificent. And they hate you. They want to extinguish you. They want to live off the rubble of what we built. And a microcosm of this is the internet. You say a microcosm, the internet's gigantic. No, it's tiny compared to the universe. It's but another life form, an interface with humans and machines to interact with each other, and through that, giving rise to new algorithms of mathematical life and connecting humans in ways that we never would have imagined. So any attempt to invert that against humanity is only going to break into a trillion pieces. But that's a positive look. The negative look, back through the prism, through the looking glass, through the rainbow, is that we've got the whole world's knowledge at our fingertips. Incredible things. Amazing photography, art, literature. Access to just unbelievable communication. And we see IQs dropping physically. We see brain activity lowering across the Western world. And as it's introduced to the third world, precipitous drops as well, following the exact same line. We see a dull-eyed, spectator, heartless, soulless spirit descending, because no one then appreciates the information anymore. A book before the Gutenberg press would cost an average worker an entire lifetime's salary. A book was more expensive than a mansion 600 years ago. A fully illustrated book. It was power. Just 200 years later, there were bookstores all over the developed world just brimming with books, and hundreds of thousands of authors fighting to intellectually put their ideas out, and just explosions of understanding and art and literature and the Renaissance. My God, it's beautiful. But out of that heart of freedom and beauty grew the military-industrial complex, grew all these other frauds that now are bigger and more dangerous than anything we've ever faced. Now I'm going to get into all the news here today. It's just that at the bottom of the hour, I want to start more and more focusing on our ultimate destiny and having a debate about what that destiny is. I will not tell you what I would like humanity's destiny to be, because I'm still learning and seeing and marveling and just being blown away to be part of this time-space continuum. Now, Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Rob Dew actually has it back there, captured from NASA in HD years ago. We have it. It's also one of the backgrounds for here. We're going to be playing some of the footage of the space station going around the Earth, and I'll be here basically narrating it for radio listeners. And we've got this new footage that I didn't get to yesterday from astronauts with GoPro cameras, just some of the amazing footage there, just to get us to start thinking about looking outside the planet, because we don't appreciate the planet. We don't appreciate all the freedom we already have that's being taken away. Why don't we look outside the world to realize just how small we actually are and to get a feeling of the infiniteness of everything? Because within that, it doesn't make you feel small. It actually, in my experience, makes you feel big. And we can tie into that Zen timelessness that can bring us the deep strength that we need to transcend the global social engineers who on record wish to shutter the doors of perception and keep us dumbed down in a state of mindless, frivolous, medicalized tyranny, focusing only on what they are feeding us. Now, coming up, I'll get into all the news. It's just that this is a revolution of perception. When you finally step back and don't even get into the whole debate about Hillary, she's disempowered. She is a wicked, evil, corrupt political operative, the worst of the worst, when every indicator shows the American people, the people of the world, want true independence that are real and actually stand for something and who aren't bought and paid for by the big five megabanks. But everything Hillary puts out is a lie within a lie. She claims that she's not with the 1%. Well, that's a socialist, social engineering, class warfare term. It's not 1% that are running things and creating monopolies. It is the 0.000000, what did it come out to? 2-3. If you calculate 6,000 people globally that have more than half the wealth, then in almost every case, you study how they got it. They got it from inside deals or monopolies or scams or government contracts. And then to a man and a woman, almost all of them, are funding 24/7, taking your property, breaking up families, forcibly inoculating, taking your guns, driverless cars. It's this 6,000 people that Kissinger Group wrote about in Superclass that are the enemy. They are the globalists. They are the eugenicists. They are the trash. They are the problem. They've already built up existing systems, though, to where if you remove them, their underlings would step right into those positions, because systems of fraud have been built in the last couple hundred years based on gaming and manipulating, to where you couldn't just arrest all these people for treason and then give them jury trials and then have this stop. Because we've now had it hardwired into us where if you cut the tumors out, there's, you know, the tumor's half the liver, the tumor's one of the lungs, the tumor's part of the heart, the tumor's in the brain. They've gotten all the pension funds, all the economies, all the systems based on government drug dealing, based on money laundering, based on all of it, to where you can only survive being part of that in the system, and then they selectively put you in one of their prisons as slave labor when they catch you involved at the lower level of their own paradigm. This is how you enslave people. You create artificial ecosystems of economy, you force people into it, and then you strip their rights because of it. Coming up in the next segment, mandatory vaccine bill passes hurdle in Sacramento despite passionate protests. It's going to the governor soon. They say they've got the votes to have it leave the legislature. And meanwhile, I like him killing carbon taxes, but boy, is he a tyrant. Abbott, this is not our Abbott in Texas, but the leader of Australia, government withdraws child care payments from anti-vaccine parents. And this is how I told you they'll come at us all over the world. 35 years ago, there were 6 vaccines on average. Now there's more than 50. They wanted to make it over 100. They're killing us. This is the takeover. This is the line in the sand, one of many.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. InfoWars Live is what I call it. If you're a radio listener, that's our main audience across the country. I want to thank you for tuning in on our AM and FM affiliates. Please spread the word about the broadcast in your area. If you're a business owner and want to be all in the fight against tyranny, put up a billboard. Put InfoWars.com on it, the name of the station, the frequency, and when the show's on. Will your action save the world? No, but your act of resistance with others will bring down the globalists. And we found nothing else in the world. This blows me away. That's why I don't want to be thanked. Nothing in the world at exposing the larger global panopticonic takeover of the technocrats, in their own words, than this broadcast. And I don't see myself as doing that good of a job. That's what freaks me out. If other folks, slicker, smarter, more focused, stood up and started taking action, who never thought of themselves in that role, you would be leaders that were just amazing. I'm like a little man compared to some of you that could be like Godzilla on the scene taking down the globalist. And I need you to take action. You might be a Hispanic. You might be Asian. You might be white. You might be black. You might be who knows. You're a human. We are all together, not in the socialist way, but in a true human way, fellow travelers. We're brothers and sisters together in this epic crusade for the good guys to win. People are ready to hear the truth. But the world's so complex on the surface, there's so many fake choices that the public doesn't really grasp why this is happening. But it is organized. I've read the books by Carol Quigley and Zbigniew Brzezinski and Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller and Helmut Schmidt and Tony Blair, and Prince Philip, and Prince Charles, and Rothko, and Queen Beatrix, and Prince Bernhard, and Adolf Hitler, and Joseph Stalin, and V.I. Lenin, and Marx and Engels. I've read hundreds and hundreds of their own books and writings. My God, it's horrible. Back when I had time, I'd see some evil globalist quote. I'd read what book it was supposedly in back before most books were scanned online. And then I would send off for it. I'd order it online or I'd go to the library and get it just to turn to that. I remember hearing Rush Limbaugh when I was in high school, a high school senior. First year he was on in Austin, or second year, back when his show was a lot more hardcore. And I heard him say, Gloria Steinem and the CIA with leftists in the CIA to destroy and enslave women and to get them in the workforce to pay taxes. He wouldn't say that today, at least not that I hear. When I have heard it, it's just isn't the same person. No offense, I mean, it's just true. And then I went home, and I thought, I've seen that book, and it was on the bookshelf. My mother had bought it like 5 years before, and I went to the back and looked at the bibliography, and there it was, and there she was admitting it. And it was stuff like that. I would obsess on things to see if it was true. I mean, think about that. The modern feminist movement is CIA to destroy the family. This government is a foreign occupational enemy that runs the CIA. The 1947 was a coup by basically globalist intelligence that already ran OSS. Spectre basically ran the OSS. Their symbol is an octopus. They just don't call it Spectre. The globalists always describe themselves as an octopus or a hydra. You're like, wait a minute. Spectre, hydra, all these movies. Yeah. They're criminal groups within institutions. That's why they want bigger governments. That's why they want power. Because through that, these combines, this 6,000 superclass, Spectre, can do whatever they want. And let me give you the news flash. They financed Hitler. Just got chills. Because they needed to have that opposition to make their eugenics takeover to be more sophisticated, look loving. Oh, we don't wear scary black uniforms. We're liberals. Look, a black man, a woman. Oh, take your shot. We won't let the racists stop you from getting your abortion or your vaccines. Oh, half the Hispanics are about to, there's already like 30% of diabetes. Half of you are going to have it. Oh, you're dying. We love you. Take your guns, John. We want the open border so we can tax you and kill you. I mean, love you. But in the meantime, you'll vote the Nobel plan. And then see, once you get the globalist perspective, it's like, oh my God, you're not bored anymore. You are in a fantastic science fiction movie. And that's what I'm trying to get over to people, is that it's epic. It's epic. It's epic. It's epic. We're on a planet in deep space, run by scientific crazies that want to kill everybody.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Another world,
another time,
in the age of wonder,
another world,
another time,
his life was green and good,
the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The power of their source. Think about creativity. Think about the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. Think about all the potentials for humanity and start thinking as a species, as a human race, and then all of these incredible triggers will be flipped in your mind, in your gut, in your soul, and you will then see the mission laid out for you in God's plan specific to you. Now, the globalists start at the end, not at the beginning with that. They say, we are collectivists. You must come together for humanity. You must give up the needs of the individual or of the few for the many, to quote the socialism from Star Trek. And on the surface, that rings true, but not if it's centrally directed. It always turns into a nightmare, even if it was meant well.
only individualism, then collectively coalescing in a destiny will build things that really work and are fantastic and phenomenal. But there will always be haters who hate the magnificent civilization, the systems that we build as little expressions of God, made in God's image, creators. People say, well, that's just the Bible. I don't believe some 3,000-year-old Old Testament. When you actually read the Old Testament, every other ancient script basically says the same thing. Whether you believe it's an allegory, a parable, a composite of things that happened, the point is that it's true when you break it all down. And I sit back and I just marvel that the technocrats have been able to convince people from birth, sitting in front of television sets, with the false reality that they were projecting, to accept it and give them their trust. And I liken it to putting a worm on a hook. The worm is juicy. The worm is good. The worm is nutritious. The worm tastes wonderful to the fish. But it's got a hook hidden inside of it. But the line looks invisible in the water. The creature, the entity on the other end, knows just how to make it look like it's a real worm going through the water or a real minnow, and your desire for it makes you bite into that apple. And now you're pulled up into a whole new level of atmosphere. You're a fish out of water. And that's what the globalists seek to do, is build a proto-matrix of televisions and smart grids and surveillance and entertainment and control as a mask, as a bag over your head. But you never know it's a bag over your head as you're shipped to the global Guantanamo, as your soul is, because from birth, that hood is pulled down over your head and it's jacketed with TV screens. They even actually have this now. Filament plastic that has a television screen on it and projects images. They've had that for decades. But image it as a bag over your head with television images, 3D, virtual reality. And whereas if you try to put something like that over your head and never done it before, you'll get nauseous, you'll get sick, you'll hate it. But if you're born with a bag over your head, you will adapt to it. The globalists use our own adaptation against us. That's why they do things slowly, like binding a woman's feet when she's a little girl. She thinks it's beautiful. She thinks it's fashion. She thinks it's cool. It's really a social control used in Africa, Asia, and the Americas by the Mesoamericans to suppress the ruling class. You can't feed yourself. You've got to have foot-long fingernails. You can't be able to walk because you're a goddess. And look how beautiful your little feet are. The equivalent of a size 2 and a woman that should be a size 8. Deformed, ugly, gnarled feet of a beautiful young princess. But that way, the king didn't have a woman getting too uppity and in his face. She can't even walk. And when he wants to come in and have sex with her to procreate, because she's the daughter of the last king, he can. But she can't come bother him when he's out hunting lions or tigers or elephants or jaguars. And that's what feminism and all this modern garbage is binding your feet. Or in Africa, they didn't want the ruling class women to get too uppity, so they'd say, it's so beautiful that you've got rings around your neck. And they didn't have women with these foot-long necks where if they ever took the rings off, they'd die, they'd suffocate. And the women couldn't even walk or run, and so they just had to basically stay in the tent and shut up. Oh, but it's so stylish. Can we pull up African women with rings around their neck, please? Can we pull up bound feet, what they look like? Because when you understand this, you understand everything. And women still today do it. Women all over the world picked up this fashion in the last few hundred years to mimic the ruling class and all of their garbage. My great-grandmother was a very beautiful woman, but I remember going to the nursing home and seeing her and her deformed feet from cramming them into those shoes. Just like women know diamonds are semi-precious and are total garbage, but they want you to spend a year's salary buying them a rock so they can show off to other women. It's all trappings that didn't come from you. It's all oppression and bars and chains, and I want them off. I'm here telling you how the magic trick works. I'm here exposing it, not because I'm special, but because I am an animal, thank God. I don't mean an animal in that I'm not sentient and special and made by the Creator. I mean I've got my hardwired caveman instincts, and they see an enemy right away. They see traps. I'm the bass that sees the hook in the worm. I'm the bass that doesn't take the bait. Or I took the bait when I was a kid and got it ripped out of my mouth. I got a scar to this day as I scoon the bottom. I know I'm going to look at something more than once before I bite into it. And I swim over to another school of fish and I say, I've been into that before. They'll take you up to the top. I got pulled up in the hot, burning something and it was all blurry around me and it was painful, but then it pulled out of my mouth. And I'm just saying, you don't want to bite into that. But see, bass can't talk. They can only learn by instinct and experience. And if that bass survives and is able to spawn and lay eggs or fertilize eggs, genetically, they've taken groups of wild bass and put them in tanks, and 15 generations later, bass know the silhouette of predator fish versus the silhouette of things that aren't predators. They instinctively know the shape. Just like they've done 10 to 20 to 30 generations of chickens inside enclosed warehouse. And they fly above them. Generations later, the image of a triangle, they're not scared. The image of a circle, they're not scared. But the image of a hawk, they all run like bloody murder to the coop. They never saw a hawk. They never saw anybody get killed by a hawk. They never got told about a hawk. They already had it. You got it too. The battle programming, everything we need to crush this scum. These people are nothing. They want to take our programming and subvert it to bring us down. No, we're going up, you bastards. We're going all the way, and you'll never stop us. Do you understand? I hate your guts. And I hate seeing you feed on innocent people. I want to stomp your ass into the ground. I want to crush you, you chicken neck scum. You filth! You think I'm afraid of you? You can do nothing to me! And we're going to get your ass. Excuse me, I'm not going to get mad. I'm going to settle down. I just start thinking about what they do to people. All the little babies they've killed. How they're using babies and genetic engineering and for food flavoring. How they degraded us and treated us like crap and tried to teach us that we're worthless. We're not worthless. You got to see these people for the lying scum that want to hurt you and your family. Let me tell you, if you caught somebody breaking your house, and they got out of your house, say, with your grandma's jewels that meant something to you, or your dead wife's jewelry, or whatever it was that was special. Or maybe a fishing rod your grandfather gave you, whatever it is they stole. And then one day, you're at the pawn shop, and you see somebody there trying to hawk your grandmother's ring, would you get mad? Yeah. But you wouldn't get mad if they put poison in the water on record to mutate our genetics and screw us up and lower our IQs. I mean, they're not just attacking one person. They are attacking our very species like they are demon aliens or something, okay? Let me tell you, these people got a lot of will. They hate you. And that's why I'm not even going to sit here and debate this stuff with people anymore. I mean, do the college kids at Media Matters getting orders from the White House really think that 99% of you aren't going to get that White House job down the road that pays anything? You're going to be hung out to dry. You're not even going to get any power out of selling out. And I mean, I guarantee you, you got cousins that are dying at young ages. You got neurological disorders in your family. You can see everything I'm saying is true. We're under attack. Why would you sit there and serve this? Oh, because I get it. Because of gay rights, you're all gay or something. All you are is just a brainwashed group who's having something dangled in front of them because everything's being taken to tell you there's some new right out here, or maybe you're a socialist and you hate rich people. You work for the richest people who want to destroy the ladder up for everybody else. I mean, it's so evil. And it's so easy to break out of this if you just pull back and go, what a joke, and admit you were conned, admit it was all a lie, and begin researching for yourself. But see, your subconscious mind has already been preconditioned. These subliminals are admittedly there, they're also overt, that you can't beat the New World Order. So your gut knows this is all true. And again, all your gut is your subconscious, right through your spinal cord to your intestines, basically communicating to the rest of your endocrine system what's going on. And so when you hear all this stuff and you're a new listener, you want to laugh at it or get upset or say, this guy's nuts. It's because you're scared. You don't think you're powerful. You don't think you can change your environment because they fooled you to think that a hero has to defeat everybody by themselves. That archetype that they falsely push of one guy defeats everybody. That's not how it works. One guy can start a chain reaction that defeats the globalist, or there can be key players in that. But the real power is just you becoming aware and admitting it to yourself, and then it unlocks everything from that point. And then you'll see opportunities to expose this paradigm. But the biggest thing we can do is think about how beautiful and wondrous this planet is. I just saw a photo last week. It was photo of the week out there all over the place of the volcano with the lightning striking it. I mean, simply over the top, beautiful. That's the type of majestic stuff that I have personally seen. One time I was out at the lake, and there had been a thunderstorm, and I saw triple rainbows. But, of course, my iPhone was dead. It was one of the first iPhones that didn't charge well. It was triple rainbows with huge black-blue clouds with lightning shooting out, and it looked like something out of a My Little Pony video game or something. It looked so fake. It was so beautiful. And the volcano I want, guys, is Joe Biggs' screensaver. He brought it over a few weeks ago, and I'd seen it in the news. That's the one I want. It's a still shot. It's a 35-millimeter photo, or maybe digital, of the volcano and then the lightning striking. It's just epic. That's what I want to show people. But regardless, for TV viewers, I mean, the footage of the shuttle flying above the Earth and the time lapse of the storms and the cities and the oceans and the ports and everything, the footage of the Saturn rockets and decoupling, footage of the GoPros they released just a few days ago, and then you mix into that all the horror and the garbage going on down here at the ground, it made me think of all this when Edgar D. Mitchell, one of the astronauts that went to the moon, and they did go to the moon, folks. People get mad at me about that, but they just didn't show you all the real stuff that got them there. I have that from high-level folks like Raymond Teague on record. You develop an instant global consciousness, talking about looking at the Earth from the moon, a people orientation, an intense dissatisfaction with the state of the world, and a compulsion to do something about it. Absolutely. A compulsion. It'd be an honor to be killed by the globalist or tortured. I don't want that to happen. My flesh is scared of it, but not my guts, not my soul. Man, I'm like, whatever. I'm not afraid at all. I'm going to read the quote without ranting. You develop an instant global consciousness, a people orientation, an intense dissatisfaction with the state of the world, and a compulsion to do something about it. From out there on the moon, international politics looks so petty. You want to grab a politician by the scruff of the neck and drag him a quarter million miles out and say, look at that, you son of a bitch. I hate to talk like that, but sometimes you got to, just like the astronaut did. Look at that. Or let's say we didn't go to the moon. You don't believe that. Look at the newborn baby. Look at the stars at night. Look at little fish down in a pool and little crabs in an eddy pool, you know, on the West Coast, or whales, or the wind through the bamboo and the sea. Just look at your grandmother, your grandfather. Think about all the people that taught you things, just all of it, and your connection to all those people that come before you. It's magic. And then you look at Times Square and the globalist attempt to induct us into false realities to then teach us. So people see aliens blowing up the planet. They see thousands of murders a week simulated, all these video games. And then they can't differentiate the real epic things, the real over-the-top huge things that are going on versus all the petty false stuff, and the brain gets confused and then doesn't know what's a real threat, what isn't a real threat. Yeah, that's the photo right there of the volcano and the lightning. Incredible. We'll put that full screen if we can. Oh, man, look at that. Volcano starts erupting, shooting up ash. It causes static electricity, and then, boom, lightning. Imagine the ancients seeing something like that in Greece or in Italy and then saying, oh, I saw Vulcan up there with his hammer building weapons for the gods. And even if that was just an archetypal vision they were having and those gods didn't exist, it didn't matter because now look what we've risen to. What we've built would be more fabulous than anything the gods of old humans could even dream. And it's because we have such potential, the enemy, who seeks to be God with a big G, wants to pull us down, the children of God. And these are the big secrets. We need to transcend them. We need to see how small they are, what jokes they are, and then have courage against them and not be afraid of being demonized or attacked because we have the light of the universe with us coming into the darkness. We have God's light. We will save humanity.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Intend to open the phones in the next hour, and then there's a special report that's extremely powerful that is just being completed as we speak that we're going to air at the bottom of the third hour. It's the one-year anniversary of something Harry Reid and the occupational government, Homeland Security, hopes you don't remember or see. And that's the feds aiming M4s and 308 rifles, not just 223, at hundreds of peaceful people who marched in on their own land to free cows that were being allowed to die. Again, they had range rights going back to 1877. They ran off 34 other families. He was the 35th family. He would not leave. They raised the fees to a point you could not pay him. The fees didn't start till the 60s and were very low and reasonable. That's how it always starts. Just like I meant to talk about this. If you watch television from the 40s and 50s, it's all got very good pro-America, pro-family messages. People ask, why'd that happen? Well, the social engineers admit they made it very legitimate, like the worm on the hook, to look tasty, to look good. And then they began the social engineering to now it's nothing but what you would call deviance. And by deviance, they just want you to deviate from the normal human program so you never have rites of passage that activate memories. That's what rites of passage is. When I was younger, I hated ritual. I'd say, why are the cops or the firemen blocking the street for Memorial? Why are people marching? Why do people get into Texas so much? Well, it's because it's all we got. And then at those times of ritual, humans have done that so much that same way that that's why when you're there at a ritual, you start having all these weird feelings and things because it's activating memories. It's unlocking information. And it turns out the elites all know this. Carl Jung, Edward Bernays, Sigmund Freud, all of them. But that's the real psychology they're using to control us, not the pop psychology they give us, where they're now announcing a mental illness if you're healthy and eat like a paleo diet and don't like bad food. I mean, I wish I could be that neurotic like the folks I know. They're like 50, 60 years old, look like they're 40, eat great big meals, enjoy themselves, are super happy. These are the coolest people I know. They say you're mentally ill. Why healthy eating may be the new eating disorder. They've got a name for it. Orthorexia nervosa. And they're now announcing they're going to take your kids if you give them these diets. And they're now announcing forced inoculations. They're going to take your kids from Australia to England to the U.S. and California. And they're saying if your kids even play in your backyard below the age of 10, they will be taken. Mainstream news. This is a prison system. I mean, this is happening. And it's all done to keep you safe. Michelle Obama is going to tell your kids what to eat to keep you safe. But she doesn't say don't eat GMO, don't eat all the additives. Oh, no, no, no. Keep the calories low is the answer. So then the kids are basket cases eating stuff people get better in Supermax. Before I end this hour, if you believe what we're doing, I'd spread the word. This is teleprompter free. Going with the research and going with my guts, going with my soul, fighting as hard as I can to reach out and activate humanity, to dream bigger, and to get outside the box and see that a bunch of criminals have taken over. We're running a special for the rest of the month where you can get the three products that help me get in a lot better shape and supercharged and accelerated my slow weight gain for 45 days where I had surgery, lost over 6 pounds, but gained muscle. So it's probably more than 6 pounds I actually lost because muscle weighs a lot more than fat. And you can see pictures of me with my shirt off, not that you're into that, but you can see really the weight loss over 45 days at InfoWarsLife.com. You can get OxyPowder to flush out your intestines, Super Male Vitality, and Survival Shield X2, proprietary Nation Iodine, all three together with free shipping, or you can buy those individually with free shipping at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And also send that link on to friends and family so they can check it out and have free will to order it as well. Then your purchase supports the operation. It's a 360 win. And that's the only thing I push is 360 wins for everybody. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet
it and then concentrated or maximum potency.
They want it stunned and dumbed down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.